questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Kalaw Islam Page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. We have very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh, in our previous discussion of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs, you gave us an introductory remarks regarding the concept of tanasukh or reincarnation, and you were enumerating the rational reasons for rejecting this concept. First of all, are there any other reasons, we can say rationally speaking, to reject this concept? If not, let's get to the ayat and hadith.
I think we are done with this part, and okay. Now we can talk about the verses of the Quran and the narrations. Just to make a summary of the previous session, we said that, first of all, the soul of, for example, a 70-year-old man is has a kind of perfection like his physical body. So it's not possible for such perfected soul to go to the soul of a newly born child, for example.
That's right.
And also, the other point was that if we are coming from a previous life, and this the soul that we have is the soul of the previous life, then what is the reason that we are not remembering anything from the previous life? And if this is the case, then there is no point in reincarnation, because I do not remember whether I was a very good person, so I should work harder, or if I was a bad person, and then I should make it up for all the sins I committed, all the crimes that I committed, and so on and so forth.
That's right.
Having said that, I would like to share some of the verses of the Quran which very explicitly reject the idea of reincarnation. And as I mentioned before, usually the people who believe in reincarnation, they do not believe in the Day of Judgment and resurrection and the fact that we will be punished or rewarded for our actions in the next life.
That's right.
And that is why they believe in reincarnation in this world, and they consider this reincarnation as a kind of reward and punishment.
And reincarnation is very much different from resurrection. You know,
of course,
have to differentiate between the two.
Of course.
That's right. Okay.
So when we have the concept of resurrection and the Day of Judgment, then there is no need for reincarnation, because all people would be rewarded and punished for their actions in the hereafter, and they know the reason.
Okay.
There is no forgetfulness in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in chapter Mu'minun, verses 99 and 100, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ. When a man is about to die, قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. He says, O God, return me to life, or give me some respite. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ. Maybe I would do righteous actions in the remaining time for me.
Okay.
But then the answer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that كَلَّا. Never. إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. This is just his words, and the answer to this request is negative. So very explicitly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is no return to life after death. The death is the end of your life in this world. Then we go to the world of Barzakh, as an intermediary world between this world and the hereafter, and then the last abode would be in the hereafter. So very explicitly Allah says kalla, never. It's not possible for a person who passes away to go back, to return to life.
Only if it is by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, isn't it? Because, for example, we have so many cases of prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who enliven the dead body, okay, of the people as a miracle, as a mu'jizah. So this is, I think, the concept of raj'ah, that's right, the return of the soul. Only by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such cases, again, it's possible, okay.
Thank you so much for, introducing the idea of raj'ah or return. First of all, there is big difference between raj'ah and tanasukh. In raj'ah, the same person who has passed away returns to life. So Jesus alayhi salam, as a miracle, He revives a dead person. The same person with the same soul, he comes back to life.
That's right.
We have few other examples. For example, the concept, we know the story of Uzair and his donkey. We know the story of Banu Israel and some people who were, revived. And at the time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, we know that according to Islamic beliefs, some people who have passed away, they will be revived by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay. This is before resurrection taking place.
Exactly. But the point is that we are not talking about their soul
their
going
souls,
to another body.
Another body. Okay.
No,
there is no transmigration.
Exactly.
Okay?
So it's not reincarnation at
That's
all.
Right. Okay.
And second of all, this is a kind of exception.
Uh-huh.
I mean, for people who have passed away to come back to this life, as you rightly mentioned, it is based on the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And second of all, they are just cases of exception. It doesn't occur on a daily basis, for
That's
example.
Right. Okay.
Then the next verse is chapter Baqarah, second chapter of the Noble Book of Quran, verse 28. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كيف تكفرون بالله? How do you disbelieve in God? وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا You were dead, meaning that you were not created. فَأَحْيَاكُمْ Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you life. ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ Then Allah will cause you to die, referring to our death in this world. ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ Then Allah will revive you, meaning on the Day of Judgment. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ You will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
Again, according to this verse, after our death, there is only one revival, and that is occurring on the Day of Judgment.
That's right.
If Islam believes in reincarnation, then the verse should be فَأَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ أَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ And there is no end to it. No. Allah says that you have only one life in this world, then death, then life, forever in the hereafter.
But here again, the Muslims, philosophers, differ on ma'ad al-jismani and ma'ad al-ruhani, isn't it? For example, that is this resurrection is going to be in the bodily form or in the spiritual format? Isn't it so? But again, I do want to say this is not the transmigration of a soul of a person to another person. But according to your deeds in this world, which was done by this body, your new soul in the other world is going to be shaped, isn't it?
Yeah. The great majority, almost all the Muslim philosophers, they do believe in physical resurrection as well. The only point is that, because when we refer to the verses of the Quran and the narrations, all of them, they refer to the physical resurrection. Of course, there are some exceptions.
Okay.
But the only point is that some philosophers, they have said that we cannot prove physical resurrection based on philosophical and rational arguments.
Okay.
But because of the fact that we do believe in the verses of the Quran says that we will have physical resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
But to prove it based on rational arguments and philosophical arguments, some philosophers say that our intellect has nothing to say regarding this issue, whether it will be physical or only spiritual.
A spiritual one.
Our intellect has nothing to say, but the Quran says it is physical, so it is physical.
Or the types of the body that are going to be shaped, for example, the terms that are used for them.
That's the point.
Badan Mesali,
Badan Mesali is mainly related to the world of Barzakh, the intermediary world between this world and the hereafter.
Okay.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
The next verse is from chapter Rum, verse 40. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu alladhi khalaqakum, Allah has created you, thumma razaqakum, Allah is giving you sustenance, thumma yumitukum, thumma yuhyikum. Then Allah make you die or cause you to die, and then Allah will revive you.
Yes.
There is no other life after the death. The same has been mentioned in other verses. The last verse I would like to share is in chapter Hajj, verse 66. وَالَّذِي أَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ. That's it. We have, these three stages. First life, we are created from nothing. We are created, we are born.
Okay.
ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. Then we have, we pass away, we die. ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ. Then Allah will revive you, meaning in the hereafter.
That's right.
When it comes to the narrations...
Sorry, before getting to the riwayat and narrations, I've got an important question for you. Some might say that there are some verses of the Holy Quran referring to, for example, a human being resurrected in a form of an animal because of his bad deeds in this world, something which is called as masch. I do want to say, does the Holy Quran also refer to this concept, and does it differentiate between masch or metamorphosis and reincarnation?
Yes, we have the concept of masch, metamorphosis, mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran. We have two cases for it based on Quran and the narrations. One case is in this world, according to some scholars, a group of the children of Israel, because of the fact that they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the laws of Sabbath or Saturday, this happened for them. And then the other point is that we have some narrations according to which in the hereafter, in the resurrection day, some people are resurrected in the form of some animals, for example, pigs or monkeys. Now, is it a kind of reincarnation? Of course, first of all, there is a kind of difference of ideas among Muslim scholars whether it was really the transformation of the form. I mean, when they this happened, the face of these people changed from a human being to a pig, for example, to a monkey. When other people saw them, they saw monkeys and pigs. The majority of the scholars believe so. But some scholars believe that, no, it is referring to their
reality
behavior
of the
and mentality. And, I mean, they acted like a pig. They acted like a monkey.
That's
and
right.
The same is true regarding the hereafter.
So the reality of the deeds might be shown in the face of, for example, an animal in the other world. Okay.
So we have these two viewpoints, but the first viewpoint is held by the majority of the scholars, that really they changed. So, first of all, again, mask is an exception. We do not have many cases of it in the history. And second of all, there is a big difference between mask, metamorphosis, and reincarnation.
Yes.
In the concept of mask, again, the same soul is in the same body. There is no change of the place of the soul. The same person has the same soul with all those features.
Yes.
And the only point is that his face changes from a human being into an animal, for example. So at the same time that he or she is in the form of a monkey or pig, for example, they understand that they were already human being and now this is a punishment for them and then they may make it up for the actions that they have done. Or in the hereafter, those people who are resurrected in the form of some animals, they know that they are human beings, but as a kind of punishment, now they are in the form of an animal, for example.
Yes.
But in the concept of reincarnation, you have the transferring of a soul from one body to another body, which is not like mask. In the mask, there is no change of the location or locus of the soul. The soul is in the same body.
So the ahadith, I think by Imam al-Baghir or Sadiq, or referring to the people, for example, and seeing the reality of their faces as, for example, beasts or animals living in this world, you know, refer to the concept of mask and not tanasuh.
No, that's not mask.
That's
not
mask.
The concept of mask is...
Cheshme barzakhi, or having the hidden eye...
No.
To look at the real face.
That's not mask.
This is
not
mask? Okay.
I mean, the concept of mask is talking about the change of the physical face of human beings. So you're not in need of Cheshme Barzakhi.
Okay.
According to the famous idea, all the people see these people in that new form.
There's,
and as I mentioned, we have few cases, so it's not going to happen from time to time.
That's all right.
But that Cheshme Barzakhi is referring to the great, spiritual ability of some great men like Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, that they can see the reality of this world. Including the real, form of every human being. Mm-hmm. And there are some stories regarding
And we have so many events taking place, for example, the pilgrims around Kaaba doing so between the finger, or Imam al-Hussein on the day of Ashura showing the reality of the future of the people who joined him on the way, like Zuhair ibn Qayn or so many others, you know, referring to the reality of the deeds.
Let me just share one narration and then we can conclude this discussion. Imam Hadir al-Salam says in Nahj al-Balagha that لَا عَنْ قَبِيهٍ يَسْتَتِعُونَ إِنْتَقَالًا وَلَا فِي حَسَنٍ يَسْتَتِعُونَ إِزْدِيَادًا. Those people who have passed away, they are not able to return to make up for the bad deeds that they have done, or to increase the good deeds that they have done in this world, in Nahj al-Balagha, Sermon 188, and many other narrations referring to the fact that there is no return to this life after death.
That's all right. Also, there are so many other narrations from Imam al-Raza alayhi salam, from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, that those who believe in the concept of tanasukh are kafir, you know, are infidel, disbeliever in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people who deny the concept of heaven and hell in the other world. Thank you much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you. Nice elaboration on the concept of tanasukh and what are Islamic reasons or Islamic beliefs regarding the rejection of the concept of tanasukh. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن